This morning, as we continue to think about how the Bible encourages us to do life together, we're going to look at a really short phrase which is found in Hebrews 10. It's a single verse and it says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." And I want to read those words again, slowly. And as I do, I wonder which phrase most jumps out at you. "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds." What did you notice in this single short verse? Activists, kind of doing people, might well have latched onto the final phrase, love and good deeds. It's practical. It's tangible. Even in lockdown, there's so much opportunity for us to express love and good deeds. We've just opened a food community hub on a Friday afternoon, and people are donating food. We're sorting the main Friday morning delivery. A small team are setting up things in the afternoon and offering a loving and respectful welcome to those coming along. We shared a little bit about this last week in our service. Both before Christmas and after Christmas, we supported the Living Well Partnership with around 30 TBC family and friends marshalling in our church car park over at Ladies Walk Surgery so that well over 1,000 octogenarians could receive their vaccinations. Our technical and our admin teams ensure that a weekly bulletin comes out to us. Hours of production time ensures that we have a weekly Sunday service, and CDs and DVDs get to those who can't watch these services online. Ministries like our frontline debt services, our wellbeing cafe, small groups, Alpha, our youth and children's ministries, and an immeasurable amount of pastoral care continues to happen despite lockdown. There may be less going on in the building, but our premises team are still looking after it. Our gardening team are still tending to shrubs and flower beds. Our finance team still watch the budget and pay the bills. Our trustees are keeping an eye on and doing what needs to be done to keep us as a charitable entity compliant with the law and following good practice. Alongside all of these things that we're doing as part of our church life, we're taking care of our families and our friends. We're showing love and good deeds in our workplaces and the way we contribute to society as a whole. There's no shortage of ways in which we can show love and good deeds. And here at TBC, we place a high value on being a church where everyone can join in. And if you're not sure where you can get involved with one another focused ministry at the moment, could you get in touch? Because we want you to join in. But some of us need encouragement to get involved. Some of us might be a little shy or uncertain about putting ourselves forward. Maybe we're not sure whether we'd accept you or that God could use you. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. We're called to encourage one another, to spur one another on. Different translations of the Bible encourage us to stir up one another, motivate one another, and even provoke one another. Now, provoke is normally a negative word, but it simply means to cause a strong reaction to something. And this is what Hebrews 24 is getting at here. Provoke a strong reaction so that church gets on with showing love and good deeds towards each other. I wonder whether you've come across a common statistic that's often quoted when we're looking at who does what in a church. It's said, in many churches, 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Now, I don't think it's anything like as simple as that. But I do know that we have some overly busy people at TBC, and maybe that's because there's a proportion of our church family who aren't doing so much beyond showing up or tuning in for worship on a Sunday. And if we've got people in our church family who aren't as involved as they could be, it might be because they need encouragement to join in. And if that's the case, surely it means that God is calling some of us to be encouragers. After all, encouraging others is a way of joining in. One of the great things about our Tuesday evening church night is that we've got some newcomers to some of our existing small groups. What a brilliant opportunity we've got to get to know some different people. So as we gather on a Tuesday evening in groups that are slightly different to what we've been used to, can I encourage us to look out for those that you can encourage? Can I encourage you to look out for gifting and passions and qualities that God might be wanting to develop and use to glorify Him and benefit the church? You know, one of the things that I've really enjoyed about our coffee time on Zoom on a Sunday is that I've got put into breakout rooms with people that I haven't known so well. I've got to know people, I've got to chat to people that I might not normally spend so much time with. It's so easy to get tight-knit with our friends, so tight-knit that we fail to get to know those that God is calling us to spur on to love and good deeds. So who do you know that's got a gift that they're not using? Who do you know that doesn't think that what they've got to offer is good enough? Who do you know who needs something to do at the moment and needs encouragement to join in? I've shared before that my journey to ministry started sitting in church, listening to somebody preach and thinking that they weren't a very good communicator. And as I thought that, I started to reflect on the training that I was doing in my workplace at the time, and I lamented to God. All my energies and passions were thrown into my work, and I couldn't see how any of this could be used in the church. And as I grappled with this question, God talked to me about preaching. And I wonder whether my story resonates with you. I wonder whether you've recognised gifts that you have, but you just don't see a place for them in church life. You'd be surprised at how our domestic and our work skills can be used in the church when offered to God with a question, how does this fit in? And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. I wonder whether that first phrase, let us consider, jumped out at you. It's a really key phrase in this verse, and I think very easily overlooked. Let us consider means let us consider this closely. Let us think about this carefully. It's a call to pause and be prayerful and thoughtful and considered before we encourage others and even before we get stuck in ourselves. A few moments ago, I shared what provoked me to take steps towards exercising a preaching ministry. And part of that journey included a conversation with my then minister. He listened carefully to what I said. And then he confirmed that he would enroll me on a lay preaching course, because that's what you did in a Methodist church, which is where I was worshipping at the time. But then he smiled. And he said, having listened to you, it seems to me that you're talking about more than just preaching. I wasn't thinking minister, but he got a glimpse of something years before God called me to do that. I wonder how many times you've heard in church a call for love and good deeds, ministries and serving opportunities, and they're advertised with an introduction that goes something like this. We desperately need someone to. You don't have to have any experience to, unless somebody steps up. How insulting. How insulting to the ministry, the person who responds, and ultimately to God. God doesn't want his church to be full of people doing things out of fear or obligation or duty. This just stifles life and energy. God wants his church to be full of those who are joyfully growing through what we're doing for him. He wants us to be people who are responding to a Holy Spirit provocation and supported by the encouragement of others. That's how God wants us to join in. And when we pause, and when we're prayerful, and when we're thoughtful and considered, God can and will do the most wonderful things. He will raise up the unexpected person to get involved. He'll equip the not yet fully gifted person to get involved. He'll mature the not yet ready person when we encourage the people he's got his eye on. We're going to go over to our friend Brian, and he's going to share with us the way God called him to start a conversation.
Lord, we give this to you, this time and this testimony, Lord, and we just ask that you use it for your kingdom. Amen. I was on holiday in Tenerife, and as is my way, I was laying on a sunbed by the pool and reading my Bible. And a lady came up and introduced herself, and she said that, she asked me if I was a Christian. I said yes. And she said she was feeling really alone because her husband wasn't, and she needed some comfort. She went on to explain about her husband and about the way that he'd gone his separate ways, and I was just quite concerned. Her name was Susan. Jenny and I became more than friends with her over our holiday, and we had many conversations about the Lord. And I had many conversations with her husband on everything but. When we returned from holiday, we realized that this was more than just a casual relationship. And we went to their home in the Midlands several times. And each time we went there, we spoke to her about the faith. And I spoke to Chaz very much about No good.
Okay, don't worry.
Let me get my mind right. When we returned from holiday, we realised that it was more than just a casual relationship. And we went to the Midlands and spent time with them and spent many hours talking to Sue about the Lord, and me talking about Chaz on everything but. He was a very interesting guy, and he had a similar interest to myself. He was an engineer, and he had a business that he ran on his own. Yeah, many things happened in the following years, and he became more interested in asking me questions about faith, but his business had gone downhill. He found himself with even giving his deeds to his house into the bank, and they found themselves in a very serious financial situation. He said that he'd been at boarding school for most of his youth. And he said that they had to use a religion as part of their daily exercises. And he said he wasn't interested in faith, in religion, and that he thought it was hypocritical. And I said to him, well, I wasn't interested in religion at all. I was interested in Jesus Christ being the Lord of my life. And that seemed to make a difference to him. I said to him that if he was to give his business to the Lord, then it would make a massive difference. He said, how could that be? And I said, well, if you give your business to the Lord and it's not you making decisions, then your life will be turned around. And I believe that you will receive your deeds back and you'll be out of debt. Well, he didn't seem to be very interested in that. As we came home, about a couple of weeks later, he gave me a call and he said, I'm really interested in what you said. How do I do it? And I spent considerable amount of time on the phone to him talking about faith and how he could give his life to the Lord and what that would mean. Over the next year, he was out of debt. His deeds were back in his hands and the business was going well. And he realized then there was something significant in what I said. I baptized him in a swimming pool in Wales, and he went on to be a worship leader in the church that him and Sue had joined. He also said that the Lord used to give him songs, and he used to wake him up in the night, give him the words, and he used to get up and write them down. I believe that was the case. Sometimes we need to know when is the right time to talk to people about faith. God puts in our way different people at different times, and we need to be sensitive to their needs. Befriending them, caring for them, showing our love for them and how we can support them is always the best route to take. James says in 2:18, but some will say, you have faith, I have deeds. He says, show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by what I do. That's always the best way, I believe. Chaz and I remained brothers in the Lord until he went to be with the Lord in November 2019. He died of a brain tumour. My brother, in more than words.
God saw the potential in Chaz before Chaz even became a Christian and before he even asked Brian to get involved. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. I wonder which phrase God is speaking into your life today. Is he inviting you to join in, to get involved in showing love and good deeds? Or is he raising you up to be one of his encouragers? Is he identifying people to you who have something to offer, but for whatever reason, they're not using what they've been given? Or maybe this is a season where you pause and you reflect on your own ministries and church life as a whole. I wonder, might God show you who he's got his eye on? And might you be part of their story because you're pausing to spend time in considered and prayerful thought? The other evening, God gave me a picture of Jesus standing behind the parapet walls of a high building. And he had his arm around somebody. And as they looked down on the vast expanse of land below, Jesus was saying to them, "What do you see?" And I sensed that Jesus is birthing something or stretching a gift of vision and insight in this picture. And I wonder whether that picture is for you. Is that what the Holy Spirit wants to do in you today? If so, would you contact me? We're going to pray, and I'd ask you to hold your hands out before God as we respond to his invitation to consider how we may spur one another on toward God, towards love and good deeds. So, Lord, we surrender who we are to you. We give you what we hold in our hands, our experience, our gifting, our homes, our workplaces and our time, all our resources. Would you show us how we can join in? Lord, would you show us how and who we can encourage to join in? Would you show us who you have your eye on and how we can facilitate the future and potential you see in those that you love? Lord, we want to lay down our possessiveness of the ministries we hold. We want to lay down our fears and insecurities around what we can and can't do. We lay down the distractions which prevent us spending time, considered time with you. And Lord, today we want to take up the challenge to consider individually and collectively how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Amen.